This recording, Arkansas 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
I was born in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I lived there until I was 2 years old, and then I moved north to North Little Rock, just across the river. I was raised in North Little Rock all my life. My parents, one was born in Alma, Arkansas, and the other was born in Little Rock, Arkansas. I am 23 years old. I attend the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. I'm a senior. I'm about to receive my degree in drama. And now I'll read some of the Rainbow Passage. When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I have one brother who's 19 years old and is a student at Hendricks University in Conway. I have one sister who will be 18 in June. She's a senior in high school at North Little Rock and plans on attending Baylor University or the University of Arkansas. My mother lives in North Little Rock with my grandmother, and I have a grandmother who lives in Alma. My mother and father are divorced. My father now lives in Austin, Texas, where he's an attorney for a computer corporation. The earliest remembrances I have of my childhood were in a house in the Heights in Little Rock before I moved to North Little Rock. I remember playing in the front yard. I just remember running around in the front yard. That's all I really remember. And then my next memories are of my house that I mainly grew up in North Little Rock. I remember how in the backyard was all woods when I moved there, and now how, as far as the eyes could see in my backyard, it is houses and car dealerships and interstate and so forth. I remember Christmases as a kid probably differently from other children, because my Christmas presents were never wrapped. They were just put under the tree. That was fine with me. It saved me the time of having to unwrap my presents. But I always wondered why Santa Claus wrapped other kids' presents and didn't wrap mine. I thought that was kind of funny. Christmas Eve was always the hardest time for me to go to sleep, because I was so anxious about what I would be getting in the morning, and I'd probably wake up around 4 a.m. and go downstairs and see what I'd gotten. I remember having a dream one Christmas Eve that I woken up too early and had caught Santa Claus in the act, and he was very upset with me for some reason. I remember that turning into a nightmare. I remember trying to stay asleep longer years passed after that dream. I remember going into Mom and Dad's bedroom and waking them up at the crack of dawn, and they usually did not want to get up so early. But those were mainly good memories about the family being together and how everyone had that morning together, and it was really happy because everyone was getting presents, and that was a good memory.